And now, here's our good friend Solomon Amuzu from Ghana with a very interesting permaculture update.
Hello, and thank you so much for making the day with us again on Extinction Radio Permaculture segment. On today's show, we will be taking you through the lessons on how to recycle energy in a permaculture design system. In modern food supply system, food nutrition and a varied diet are provided by the worldwide transport, storage, and marketing network. This reticulation of food is, of course, more energy expensive than local agricultural diversity and is only possible due to fossil fuel subsidy. Already, the cost of food reticulation are out of hand and are having their effect back at the farm. Efficient methods have been forced on the producer, even if it is to the long-term detriment of the land or quality of the produce. Pesticides, large amount of fertilizer, and unwise cropping sequences and cultivation techniques have become commonplace in an effort to reduce costs and to raise yield in the hopeless race to remain economically viable. A community supported by a diverse permaculture is independent of the distribution trade and assured of a varied diet, providing all nutritional requirements while not sacrificing quality or destroying the land that feeds it. The greatest saving on energy are in the elimination of costly transport, packaging, and marketing. Permaculture system seeks to stop the flow of nutrients and energy of the site and instead turn them into cycles. So that, for instance, chicken waste are recycled to compost, animal manures are directed to the biogas production or to the soil, household grey water flows to the gardens, green manures are turned into the earth, leaves are rigged around trees as mulch, or on a regional scale, sewage is treated to produce fertilizer to be used on farmland in the district. Good design uses incoming natural energies with those generated on site to ensure a complete energy cycle. The second law of thermodynamics states that energy is constantly degrading or becoming less usable to the system. It is through constant recycling, however, that life on Earth proliferates. The interaction between plant and animals actually increases available energy on the site. The goal of permaculture is not only to recycle and therefore increase energy, but also to catch, store, and use everything before it has degraded to its lowest energy use and so is lost to us forever. Our job is to use incoming energy, that is sun, water, wind, manure, at its highest possible use, then it is next highest, and so on. We can create use points from source to sink before it runs off the property. Water catchment and storage system, for example, are constructed uphill for use in a complete pattern of ponds, smaller storage, energy generation, and so on, until the water is at last allowed to run off the property. If we ignore the hill and put the dam down in the valley, we have lost the advantage of gravity and need energy to pump the water back up. It is not really the amount of rainfall that counts. It is the number of recycle we can set up to use that water to our best advantage. The more useful storage to which we can direct energy between energy coming into the generated on the site and energy leaving it, the better we are as permaculture designers. This is where we're going to end today's segment. And next week, we'll be tackling a topic on small-scale intensive system in permaculture. Thank you so much for being with us. Again, I am Solomon Amuzu from Ghana and a founder of Call to Nature Permaculture. Thank you. See you another time. Bye-bye.